from KQED.
We're going back now to the Central Coast with KQED education reporter Vanessa Roncagno. She's bringing us stories this week about how poverty and a housing crisis are bearing down on many California families. They're also making too many school-age children homeless.
Guys, we're going to borrow this table.
On a weeknight, the homeless shelter in downtown Salinas is packed beyond capacity. Dinner's over and people are watching TV on folding chairs or trying to sleep in their private rooms. There are no doors to keep out the noise of babies crying and children playing in the halls. There are 25 kids here, almost a third of those spending the night. I came hoping to hear from them. A 12-year-old named Gisbel, who started 7th grade this year, tells me she's finding it tough to get her homework done.
For me, like, it's hard because, like, I don't have internet here except for my mom's hotspot, which I use sometimes. But, like, when it comes to, like, typing homework, I can't finish because, like, the bedtime's around 9, and I don't finish at that time.
Living here also means she can't do the after-school activities she likes.
So, like, it's hard for me to do anything that, any stuff that I love to do. Like, I was in wrestling, but then I had to get out.
As soon as school's out, Gisbel and her family head to a free shower facility. Then they come straight to the shelter to make the check-in time.
It's been hard on my family and on me and every pet I had.
Gisbel's younger sister, Siley, is sitting nearby listening and eating a cup of noodles. Her t-shirt's a little dirty, a little too small. She says she wants to talk, and we're going to take just a little longer than normal to listen.
Hi, I'm Siley. I'm 10.
What have the last few months been like for you?
Pain. Just feel sometimes that we're not might be able to get a house, but I keep praying. Sometimes I feel like my family might lose me. I feel like they might take me away from my family. I don't want to live in a shelter forever. When I get home, too, all those other people. All I see is other people happy because they have a home and have money. But some people don't. These people have children. Sometimes children want more things. But the parents don't have enough money. Dad works. Sometimes my mom does too. If we just don't have enough.
Siley's parents are sitting next to us. They fall silent. Next to them, a local teacher who works with homeless students is listening too. She leans in.
School's just been... I can't concentrate real good. I got bullied last year. I do have a hard time making friends. But my mom tells her it's going to be okay to me and my sister. Sometimes I feel it's not going to be okay.
I'm grateful when the teacher, Cheryl Kameny, steps in.
In 8 or 10 more years, you could be a social worker helping other people in whatever community you live in, and you would be perfect for that job.
Thank you.
So keep that in the back of your head.
Kameny has been working with homeless students for almost 2 decades. Part of her job is to show other teachers how to talk to these students and best support them. Kameny teaches them how much a single adult can help by asking questions, listening, and offering a stable source of support.
Sometimes I need pencils, erasers, and sometimes I need pens.
I have lots of school supplies.
Like which ones?
Tell me what you need.
You know what they need? Everyone needs these shirts.
You guys are uniform shirt.
Yeah.
We have uniforms, don't we? You think you're going to be here tomorrow night?
We don't. We're not at a point.
When I called to see how the family was doing a couple weeks later, their phone was disconnected. Eventually, they left me a voicemail. They said their phone got stolen, and they'd just gotten a new one. They were still at the shelter. I called back for days, but...
You have reached the voicemail box of...
I got more and more worried. When I finally reached someone at the shelter who knew the family, she said they were gone. After 2 months at the shelter, they'd found a place to live. Temporary housing. Not yet a home. I'm Vanessa Roncagno, KQED News.